Are you ready, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Jeff?
All right. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
And let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
I move we approve the agenda as presented. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
No, I'm present.
Oh, she's here.
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. All right, we don't have any presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager. I'm sorry about shingles.
Thank you very much, Chair. I know. I'll just, like I said before, I'll encourage anybody who's in that that age group to certainly consider getting a vaccination. It's no fun. It's no picnic at all. Yes, exactly. PSA. I advertised a request for proposal for irrigation at Ambrose Park. Received no responses. I called some of the vendors to find out what was the issue and why they didn't respond, and all of them were very consistent. Either they're too busy or the project is too small, which is we go to plan B, and that means I start knocking on the doors of other specialists in irrigation and not so much landscape architect firms that do a multitude of things, but more specialized in irrigation. So I've been in contact with a couple of those vendors in hopes of getting somebody on board to do the plans and drawings for the project, and then we can move on to actually hiring a contractor to put the new irrigation system in. And this is the one that affects the local park where they replaced the storm drain. So fingers crossed that we'll have better news at the next meeting. On the brighter side, the sale of Clearland property is still going through. I think this may be the furthest we've ever made that in the 8 years I've been around and over 10 years that the property's been up for sale. They're actually reviewing title, make sure everything is clear on title, on to the next phase. So far, so good. Fingers crossed on that one. And we have the audit. I saw the draft audit. Everything looks fine. That'll be presented to the board at the next at the April board meeting, from what I understand. Looking forward to having that reviewed for the board and for the board to approve it, and we can move forward with that. As you remember, we switched vendors this year, returning to a vendor that we've had in the past. So they're getting everything caught up, and I think this first year will be the toughest year. After that, we have a contract with them for 5 years. I think each subsequent audit will be much smoother from this point on. I'd like to, Lori, to talk to you about some exciting projects that we have, Ambrose restroom and concession project, and also the playground projects. She can give you the update on that, Lori.
Hey, hello. Good evening, everyone. I just returned about a half an hour ago from the CPRS in Sacramento, and I was able to meet up with Anthony, the representative from Day Bang Group, who is going to be doing our project. I saw a suggested design. He had a display there. Oh my gosh, it's absolutely awesome. I can't wait to share this with everybody. They're coming next week. We're trying to see exactly if some of these projected designs can work in that area. We're looking at Lynbrook right now. Then we'll meet next week and create a few more designs that we can meet with our community and present to them. We're probably doing that in the next couple weeks. Basically, like I said, focusing on Lynbrook now, and then we'll go to Anuta. So it's super exciting. It's going to be super great. You guys are just going to be so excited. The community is going to love it. As far as the project, we're in the final phase of the building permit side of the project. This is the building only. We have a tentative opening ceremony date. The Ambrose Park project at the pool. The restroom and the concession stand. We are looking at a tentative opening ceremony of 4/23, but again, we have to wait till we go through all the permits and we're all approved, and we'll have that confirmed at our next April board meeting. So that's really exciting. It looks fantastic. If anybody had a chance to go down there, and it's going to be exciting to open the park again to our community with all the new amenities we have down there. As far as the our activities, next Tuesday starts our basketball program for youth. We have, I believe, 15 registered. If you take another 8, we have a big marketing push this week to get it filled. It's through the killer mitigation, and it's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So every month we're going to have a different sport, but our basketball program does start next Tuesday. It'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays for youth. 5 to 7 and 8 to 10, 8 to 11 actually. So we're moving along. Hopefully we'll get our karate class back on site next month. And our gym class is all of a sudden, our gym program and our gym membership has grown from 4, and I think tonight we went to about 11. So we're excited that people are utilizing our gym and utilizing our facility again.
Great. Thank you, Lori. Is that it for you also, General Manager?
Just one final thing, Madam Chair. The Bay Point Youth Academy is going and going very well. And they are planning, as the restrictions ease up with COVID, they're planning on expanding their operations probably towards the end of April. They'll be expanding the days and hours of the operation. And then they plan on slowly opening up the teen center, which is a drop-in program. And again, in accordance with any regulations that the state and the county have regarding the drop-in programs. But we'll see that start to open up slowly. What will, in reality will happen is the kids that are in the Bay Point Youth Academy on their off days will probably be attending the drop-in teen program. So. It's exciting to be able to anticipate that we're going to have more activities for the youth, and it's been a long time coming. So it's we're excited about that coming in the near future. Outside of that, that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lori. Director Torrickson, do you have any questions for the General Manager, Lorden?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I think last meeting you mentioned that we will have an opening sometime in April for the Ambrose Park. So I guess that's going to be moved to a different date because April's right around the corner.
Well, we can have a soft April 23rd date. There's kind of a save the date on that one.
Okay.
Saturday, April 23rd. We're saying a soft date on this because we're still waiting for all and approval, but that's what we're looking at, and I think that would be an opportune time. So if you know of anybody that you would like to attend, any groups or individuals, certainly welcome. It's probably best to have them do at least a save the date on the 23rd. And Lori, do we have a tentative time on that? Is it 10 a.m. time?
Yes, sounds great, 10 a.m.
Yes, okay, anyway, hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, thank you very, very much. Great job on everything. Thank you, Lori, for your report as well, and I look forward to attending that April 23rd date. Thank you.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for the general manager or Lori?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much to our general manager and to Lori for the report. The only question I had, and by the way, it's just very exciting news to hear about the bathroom project coming along and having a ceremony in April. My only question was actually something I don't think I was mentioned, but just kind of curiosity because I'm getting some questions from the community. It's regarding swim lessons. Is that something that the district is thinking about doing this year? It's probably too early to really kind of put something in stone, but just out of curiosity because I think there's been some questions about swim lessons happening this year.
Yes, we're looking to open the pool on Memorial Weekend, and then after Memorial Weekend, we'll be starting our swim lesson program. Currently, we're trying to hire staff. It's been a little difficult to hire staff at this point, but we're working on it. We got a big marketing campaign to get some of our youth and train them and get them up to speed to be able to provide a really fantastic program. But we're looking June to have swim lessons, June and July, at the Ambrose Pool.
Thank you, Lori. So do you think like maybe by April or May we'll have like an understanding of like when the schedule is going to come out or something like that?
I will present the schedule to you at our next board meeting.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. Thanks for the great work. Thanks.
Director Garcia, do you have any questions for the general manager or Lori?
No, no questions. Thank you. I'm excited this is happening. It's real good. Thanks.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia, how about you? Any questions for the general manager or Lori?
Yes, I do. I have, first of all, I want to thank the general manager for having me all this right on time. Oh, you both are golden. And then, Lori, I want to commend you on the fantastic presentation that you put on for the CAP. I was never so proud of you as I was listening to you and answering the questions. I just really thought you were fantastic, and you answered a lot of questions, and everybody I know were hanging their tongues, but I just want to say fantastic job. Thank you so much. And that's it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, Lori, for all your good work. Okay, moving on, folks. There is no legal counsel report this evening, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak at this time, Jeff?
We do not.
All right, I'm closing public communication. There is no board matters this evening. There are no public hearings. There's no closed session, so we're moving on to committee report, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each board member an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board. And first up, my vice chair, Ms. Torlickson. What's up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to show everyone that the Bay Point Garden Club is very excited about the plant and white elephant sale that's coming up on April 9th. We are working with Lori, and we are working with Jasmine as well. We will be there on Thursday, April 7 at noon. If anyone would like to donate plants or anything garden-related that we could sell on April 9, all the proceeds will be for the benefit of the Little Sprouts Academy, which the Bay Point Garden Club is sponsoring. So if you have donations, I remember you asking Madam Chair, if that you would like to donate something, please bring them
to the community garden on April 7th at noon, and we will be there to accept all your donations. And we will be there on April 9th. Please join us. Thank you.
And what were the hours on April 9th, Director Toyson?
The hours will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on April 9th, Saturday.
Perfect. Thank you, Director Toyson.
Thank you. And it's also on our Facebook, Bay Point Garden Club, and I think Lori's posting it also on our own Ambrose Rec Facebook. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Director Torres, do you have any comments? Or?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No comments, no questions this month. Just thank you so much to our staff and also to Director Torlickson for hosting that event next month.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, any comments or anything?
No, nothing. Looking forward to the summer.
Awesome. Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
Madam Chair, no, I don't. I'm just happy with everything that is happening. You guys are fantastic. Thank you. Madam Chair, back to you.
I just wanted to take just a moment to thank this board for really hanging in during this pandemic, during all these meetings on Zoom, and then prior to that on, I don't even remember the technology that we had before that didn't work so well. I really appreciate everybody showing up every month and giving their best during a time that's really, really difficult. And that goes towards the staff also. So it really makes me proud to be the chair of a board that's so responsive and that just doesn't really see the hurdles. They mostly just see what can we do to make it better for our community. And I'm really proud of each one of you for being those kind of individuals. And that's all I have. So do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, Director. Okay, do I have a second?
All
okay, thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, guys. See you in April.
Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right, good night.